Okay, today's daf is Menachos daf Chaf Gimel. We are holding on daf Chaf Beis and Beis. We're a couple of lines from the bottom of the page at the two dots on daf Chaf Beis and Beis. So the Mishnah on Chaf Beis and Aleph spoke about when you have kmitza that gets mixed in with kmitza of one carbon mincha gets mixed in with a kmitza of another carbon mincha. Minchas Kohanim, Minchas Kohen Mashiach, Minchas Nesachim, all these different things get mixed in. So the Tanakhama said it's kosher, but Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. When you're talking about a mincha that's Blilasa Ava getting mixed in with a mincha that's Blilasa Raka, then it's going to be a problem, then they're going to be puzzle. They're bolo zumizu, and it's puzzle. As we pointed out yesterday, Rashi understands it puzzles both of the menachos. One of them has too much oil now, and one of them has too little oil now. So that's why it puzzles both of the menachos. So says the Gemara, three lines from the bottom of Chav Beis and Beis. Tanan Rabbi Yehuda Omer, v'minchas koyin Mashiach, v'minchas nesachim psula, shezu bli lasa ava, v'zu bli lasa rakavein, bolo zumizu. So that's what it said in the Mishnah. So frak the Gemara, but who cares? V'chi bolo zumizu, so what? It's bolea from each other. Mahavi, what difference does it make? Min b'mino hu. Either way, it's going to be considered min b'mino, and min b'mino is eno batel. So even if it is balea from each other, it should not become batel, and therefore it should not pose any problem. So Ziyantif asks, who cares that? What's the Gemara asking that min b'mino eno batel? We said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's possible because riba shmano, because you have too much oil in the mincha that's supposed to be a blila av. All of a sudden you have too much oil in it. So that's even if there's no din of bittel going on, you would still have too much oil. Just the fact that that there's more oil there has nothing to do with bittel or not bittel. What does min b'mino have anything to do with this issue? That's the kasha of the Tos Yantif, very difficult to answer. Rabbi Kiva Eger suggests that maybe in order that the komets should become pasul, should become pasul machmas, too much oil, you need the din of bittel. That without the din of the bittel of the shemen that comes into the komets, then it wouldn't be shaykh to say the minchas. It's only shaykh to the nesachim that are nisarev with it, and only through bittel of the shemen is the komets considered to have taken in this extra oil. So it's only considered riba shmono because of the din of bittel. Had it not been for the din of bittel, you would not view this as a riba shemen. You would view it as a separate entity. Bittel makes it like it's one entity. Still very difficult to understand exactly why that should be so. Why should the fact that it's bittel make it considered ribo shemen? Isn't ribo shemen an ingredients issue? That there's just too much here? Not an issue of whether we view it as one entity or we don't view it as one entity? So a very difficult line of the Gemara to understand. So anyway, but the Gemara asks, so don't we say min b'mino is not bittel, and therefore why do we care that it's bolea from each other? So I'm a Rav Kasav Rabbi Yehuda, kol shu min b'mino v'davar acher, salek he says the rule is even though min b'mino is eno batel, what if you have min, mino, and something else? You have two like kinds and then something else. So what's the min b'mino over here? Both carbonos had oil in them. Yes, but there's also flour involved. So you're right that there's oil in both carbonos, but there's flour as well. And the rule is whenever you have oil, and flour, you pretend the oil is not there, meaning the second oil is not there, and view it as if it's a mixture of min b'she'enu mino, and it's therefore has the ability to be mevatel, even though it does not have the ability to be mevatel the oil. If you look at Rashi, salekas mino shema de kamitza, it should probably be vishum nedava kamisha eno v'nimtza solto shel komets rabba al shemen nivlabo umevatel. So then you would only view the flower of the kamitza, encountering the oil of that which is nivlabo, and then it's able to be mevatel it. Because it's flour being mevatel oil, it's not oil being mevatel oil. Fine, says Gemara Vayter, Itmar. Komets de minchas chote sheshamno. We've said many times already in this masechta that a minchas chote does not get shemen, nor does it get levona. We don't want him to have a nice carbon, and we said several times already the sheet of Rabbi Shimon that even though ideally we would love for him to spend the money on the shemen or on the levona, we just really don't want his carbon to be nice, and because his carbon shouldn't, the Torah doesn't want his carbon to be nice. he does not put oil or lavona on his carbon mincha. So kometz of minchas chotei that he put oil on, let's say. He puts oil on the kmitza, not in the kli before he takes the kmitza. After he takes the kmitza, he puts oil on just the kmitza. So, says the Gemara, machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan says the whole carbon is pasul, the kibitz is pasul. Reish Lakish Amar Hu Atzmo Mishachshcho B'Shiari Alugam Aleihu. Reish Lakish says not only is it not pasul, it could be you're supposed to do that you're supposed to take the kibitza of a minchas chote, rub it in the Shiari Alug, meaning the lug is the kli that they would use for the oil of a regular carbon mincha. So when they would pour out the oil from the lug, the way oil is, there's always a little bit of oil left on the walls of the kli. So Reish Lakish says, you're actually supposed to lechachila, take the kmitza and rub it against the walls of the kli that had the lug of shemen in order that it should get some oil on it, umaleu, and then bring it on the mizbeach. So not only is it not a problem if you have oil added to the kmitza, but in the minchas chote you're supposed to have a little bit of oil added to the kmitza. So frek the gemara, what are you talking about? Vaksiv lo yasam ala shemen v'litin ala levona. It's a beferish apostle. You're not allowed to have oil. How can you tell me that Reish Lakish says? How can Reish Lakish say that you're supposed to put some oil on it? No, you're absolutely not. It's a pasuk in the Torah that you don't put oil on it. Says the gemara, ha'u shalo yikva la shemen kichavro seha. No, when we say that you're not supposed to add oil to it, when the Torah says you're not supposed to put oil on it, it means that you shouldn't be koveya oil like a regular karban mincha. What does that mean? So Rashi says, ba'ot shalo nikmitza. It means no oil before kmitza. Avalach or kmitza, imshimna ktsas kosher. But after kmitza, you could put a little bit of oil. What's the emphasis of this Rashi? Is it the ktsas or is it the le'achar kmitza? Now, from Rashi, it sounds like the emphasis is whether it's before kmitza or after kmitza, that Reish Lakish puts a little, permits putting a little bit of oil after the kmitza, but before kmitza, it sounds like no oil whatsoever should be permissible. So some of the achronim aren't so sure about this. The Taras HaKodesh and the Sfas Emes, they say that maybe Rashi's lav dafka over here. And the real heter of Reish Lakish is because the Torah is only asked as being koveya lo shemen kishar hamenachos, which means putting the shear of shemen, which is a lug of shemen, but just a little bit of oil is not as big a deal. Maybe just a little bit of oil is going to be mutter. Lav dafka before the kmitza or after the kmitza, that's maybe not what the real emphasis is. However, other achronim understand Rashi kipshuto, that Reish Lakish only is matir putting shemen even a little bit after the kmitza, not at all before the kmitza. Sfas Emes says the psul of riba shemna is only when you're marbe kashir shemen that you're knowing bishar menachos, which is the lug of shemen. So that's the Sfas Emes' take. Then Rashi can't mean it dafka because the whole psul of riba shemen can only be a problem if you have a lug. Excuse me, sorry. The Briska Rav says that when you put extra oil on a minchas chote, there are two technical psulim, there are two technical problems you could run into. Technical problem number one is the Torah says lo yasim aleha shemen, that you're not supposed to put oil on a karban mincha. Technical problem number two is that a minchas chote is supposed to be chareva, it's supposed to be dry. So there are two issues. Number one, the iser to put oil. Number two, that the minchas chote has a din that it's supposed to be dry. So says the Briska Rav, legabe the din of lo yasim aleha shemen, so when you only put it on after the kmitza, you're not in violation of that din. However, legabe the din of chareva, that din is shayich even after the kmitza. So he says that's what that explains both parts of Rashi. What does Rashi say? You're not allowed to put it on before at all, but afterwards you could put a little bit on. Well, manavshach, if afterwards the issur doesn't apply, shouldn't I be able to put a lot of oil on afterwards? And if the issue is purely whether it's a lot of oil or a little bit of oil, shouldn't I even be able to put a little bit of oil before the kmitza? Why is it that before the kmitza, nothing? After the kmitza, a little bit of oil, but not a lot. Why is it halfway? So the Briska Rav says beautifully, before the kmitza,
there's an Isra of Lo Yasum Ala Hashemen. So that's only an Isra of before the Kmitza. After the Kmitza, that Isra of Lo Yasum Ala Hashemen goes away. But there's still an issue that the Mincha has to be Chareva, that it has to be a generally dry Mincha. If I put too much oil, it's not going to be dry anymore. A little bit of oil, it will still be called a Mincha Chareva. That's why it seems to be like the two considerations are both important over here. Okay, the major discussion that the Achronim have over here is Reish Lakish's shita was that they should take the kmitza of the Minchas Chote and rub it in the lug, in the shiyare alug, in the leftover oil from the lug of Shemen. So the Tosos asks, what do you mean? We have a Mishnah that says Miyut HaShemen is Ma'akivis Rubo, meaning that when you use the lug of Shemen, you have to use the entire lug of Shemen. You're not allowed to use part of a lug of Shemen. That the entire lug has to get used. So how is there any leftover Shemen in a lug from some other Karban Mincha? You're not supposed to have any leftover Shemen in a lug from another Karban Mincha. That's Tos Dibra Maskel Hu, right? Vim Tomar Atam Pirkan HaShem Miyut Ma'akivis Rubo. So says Tos. Tosus says, yeah, but you know, we try our best, and that's the best we could do. The Torah was not given to Malachi Asharis. There's nothing we could do if there's a little bit of oil left on the walls of the kli that you can't get off. So that's what we're talking about. That's what you're rubbing the kmitza on. Mikdash David says, based on the Yerushalmi, that Adrabba, it's usher to pour all of the shemen from the lug into the Mincha, and therefore you're always going to have a little bit of shemen from the lug. Why? Because when the Torah says you should put a lug shemen in the mincha, it means a lug shemen kemidas derech bnei adam, the way a normal person would measure a lug of shemen. If you're going to somehow come up with a way to get every single last drop of oil out of that lug, then you're actually being marbe b'shir. You're putting in too much shemen. The Torah wants you to put a lug shemen, the way a normal person expects a lug shemen to be when you buy a lug shemen, which obviously takes into account that some of the oil is going to remain stuck to the kli a little bit. So by making sure that you get every single last drop out, that would be a problem, says the Mikdash David. The third approach to answer this question of Tosos, again, number one was Tosos, that lo nit natar l'malchei asharis, that's why there's some oil left. Number two is the Mikdash David, you have to leave oil over, otherwise it's going to be marbe b'shirim, you're going to have too much. And number three is the Shita Mikbetza. Shita Mikbetza says that the Gemara is referring to the shiare halug from the lug shemen that a mitzora brings. Why is the mitzora's karban mincha any different than anybody else's? Because the halacha is that a mitzora's karban mincha is nechal; it's not niktar. It gets eaten; it doesn't get burnt. So since it gets eaten, not burnt, you don't have to worry if there's a little bit of shemen that's left over. We don't want to cheat the ribono shalom out of a little bit of shemen, but to cheat the carbon out of a little bit of shemen. But if a person is going to eat it anyway, so the person could do with a little bit less shemen. That's the din by a mitzora, that a mitzora, after his tzaras goes away, and he becomes tar by the Eitz Erez, and the Ezov, and the Shnei Talas, and the Shtei Tziparim, we shave him, he megalchen also, v'tovel, and he goes to the mikvah, he counts 7 days, and he shaves again, he's megalech a second time, and then on the 8th day, he brings his karbanos, which are an asha, mechatas, and an ola, and in addition to that, the mitzora should also bring a lug shemen for his tara. Once you put the dam on the mitzora, then as we discussed, you take that lug shemen and you put the kohen puts it in his left hand. He dips his finger, his right finger, in his left hand, and he sprinkles it 7 times connected to Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then he comes to the mitzora and he puts from the shemen on the place where the dam was, on the ear and on the hand and on the foot, and whatever is left over from the shemen they put on the rosh of the mitzora, and the rest of the lug is mitzchalik l'kohanim, gets divided up to the Kohanim to eat the lug. So since it's not going to be niktar anyway, so there's no problem if there's chaser of the lug shemen. So maybe it's dafka by the lug shemen shel mitzora, which is brought independently. It's not like part of a karban mincha. This lug shemen of mitzora was for the tara process of the mitzora. That's what the Shita Mikbetza suggests. Maybe it's that lug shemen that they would go to with the kmitza of the mincha schote and rub around the flour on that lug shemen dafka. Maybe that's what it was talking about. Okay. The other issue that the Achronim deal with, the Brisker Rav, is Mesupak about the following. If Reish Lakish allows putting a little bit of Shemen on the Kometz, does he also allow putting a little bit of Lavona on the Kometz? Torah, the same pasuk of the Torah that says Lo Yasum Alah Shemen, also says Lo Yitein Aleha Lavona. Maybe the Torah only asks putting Lavona of Minchas Chote before the Kemitza, but after the Kemitza, just like Rashi says, after the Kemitza you're allowed to put a little bit of Shemen, maybe you're allowed to put a little bit of Lavona as well after the Kemitza. So Chavetz Chaim, Lekutei Halacha, says the Din Lavona is the same Din as the Shemen, and yes, in Achinami, he would allow putting a little bit of Lavona as well. Okay. Says the Gemara, Vayter now. Excuse me. It's April, I'm not supposed to have a cold anymore. Where are we? So says the Gemara, Vayter. Okay, Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asked him, Reish Lakish, you tell me that you're supposed to put, that you're even supposed to put a little bit of Shemen on the Minchas Chote, and it certainly doesn't pass it. Charev Shenisariv Bebalul, if you have a charev, a dry mincha that gets mixed in with a balul, with a wet mincha, yakrev, you're supposed to be makrevit, you can be makrev such a mincha, that Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo yakrev, Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not supposed to be makrevit. How's this akasha? So my Lav comets to Minchas Chote, the Arab the comets of Minchas Nedava. This isn't the comets of Minchas Chote, which is dry, being mixed in with the comets of Minchas Nedava, which is not dry. And nevertheless, we say that according to the Tanakhama, you're not supposed to be makrevit, right? What we just quoted is Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, rather, you're not supposed to be makrevit. According to the Rabbanon, you are supposed to be makrevit. But the way Rashi explains it, the kasha is not only from Rabbi Yehuda, who says lo yakrev. Kasha is even from the Rabbanon. If you look at Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo yakrev, vafilu Rabbanon lo amri yikrav elamishum da olin in mevatan ze ze. That's a special din over there where the Rabbanon say to be makriv, because olin are not mevatel each other, but over here there should certainly be bittel, and therefore you should be even the Rabbanon would say lo yakriv. So this is a kasha on Reish Lakish. So says Gemara, lo minchas parim ve'elim b'minchas kvasim. Who said we're talking about a minchas chote getting mixed in with a minchas nedava? No, maybe we're talking about the minchas shel parim ve'elim, which is dry, getting mixed in with minchas nesachim, and that's the situation that we're talking about. In which case, it's not against Reish Lakish. Nothing to do with a minchas chote getting oil on it. So v'habehedya katanila. But no, how can you say that's the case? That's the next case the Brisa mentions. Minchas parim ve'elim b'minchas kvasim v'cherish v'nesayim bal v'yikrev Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo yikrev. It says that case right afterwards. It says Gemara, yeah, prusha k'mefarishla. It says that case afterwards because it's just explaining the previous case. It's not meant to be a separate case in the Mishnah. It is just an explanation of the previous case. Period. By Rava, Kometz Shemitza Shmano Al Gabe Eitzim Mahu. What if you take from the Kemitza and you squeeze out some of the oil of the Kemitza onto the wood? What's the din? Chibure Olin Kolin Damu, Olav Kolin Damu. Are things that are connected to that which is Ola like that which is Ola, or are they not like that which is Ola? What is this question? So two deos in Rashi and a day in Tosos. Tosos seems like the second day of Rashi. Look at Rashi. Mahu. Miavi Chaser Kometz Olo. That the question is, Pashpshat Rashi says, when you squeeze out a little bit of oil from the kmitza, is that considered that the kmitza is now lacking, that the kmitza doesn't have the requisite amount of oil? What did you do? You squeezed out some oil from the kometz onto the wood, and then you threw the rest of the kometz onto the wood anyway. So the kometz is touching that oil that was just squeezed out of it anyhow. So do you consider that to be mechuber, and therefore it's like a full kmitza? Kosher, a lav called an apostle. Do you consider it as if it's not connected any longer to the kemitza, and therefore it's going to be possible? That is the shaila, the way Rashi sees it. If you look at Tosfos, kometz shemitza shmano al gabe etzim pirish ktsas nivla min hashemen beetzim. Some of the oil gets balua, absorbed into the wood. Umaktsaso be'en al gabe etzim. And some of the shemen is still there, puddled up a little bit on top of the wood, ima kometz, together with the kometz. So the shaila is, mibayle ichashiv hanivla ki'ilu hu be'en al gabei etzim, holu mechubur l'masha b'chutz, machmas t'chibur el n'kol adamu, alo. Do we consider that which is absorbed in the wood as if it's still connected to the kamitza, because the wood itself is touching the kamitza that has the oil, so maybe the oil that's absorbed in the wood is still considered connected to the oil that's on top of the wood? That's the shayla of chibur el n'kol adamu. Very different than the first day in Rashi, where it's a shayla of whether the oil that's sitting on top of the wood, not absorbed in the wood, but sitting on top of the wood, is connected or not connected. So what's the answer? Amalei Ravin L'Ravashi, Lav Haynid Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. This is exactly the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. De'in mar hamala ever shein bo kezayis, ve'etzem ashli mil kezayis. When we talk about Shchut Eichutz at the end of the Gemara Misach Zvachim, we discuss that if a person takes an Aver that doesn't have a kezayis, but the etzem, the bone inside that limb of the animal, is mashlim the shir kazayis, so there's not a kazayis basar, but when you take into account the bone, it does equal a kazayis. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayiv, Reish Lakish amar pater. So Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayiv for shchut echus, Reish Lakish says you're pater. Why? Rabbi Yochanan amar chayiv chibur yol kolon damu. The bone is connected to the meat, so it's all considered one thing, and therefore it's mashlim the shir kazayis. Reish Lakish amar pater chibur yol kolon damu. Reish Lakish is going to say you're pater because chibur olin, that which is connected, is not considered like part of the karban. So you see that that's exactly the machlokas, this issue of the shemen that you squeezed out of the kemitza that's now on the wood, whether it's considered connected to the rest of the kemitza or not, is exactly the machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, where Rabbi Yochanan would say yes, it is connected, and Reish Lakish would say no, it's not connected. So says Gemara, no, it's not at all subject to the same machlokas. Tibayil Rabbi Yochanan v'tibayil Reish Lakish. It's a shayla both according to Rabbi Yochanan and a shayla according to Reish Lakish. Tibayil Rabbi Yochanan. It's a shayla according to Rabbi Yochanan. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yochanan hasam. When does Rabbi Yochanan say over there that you're chayiv, that it's considered connected, that it's considered like a full kezayis? El be'etzem demina de basaru. That's by a bone which is the same min as the basar. Aval hay de lav demina de kometu lo. But over here, we're not dealing with the same min as the kemitza itself, and therefore it's not going to be connected. So the shemen in the wood is not going to be connected, according to Tosafot's understanding, or the shemen sitting on the wood is not going to be connected to the rest of the flour. Odilma afilu l'Reish Lakish lo ka'amar, or maybe even Reish Lakish, who thinks that by the bone and the meat of the shchut echutz that it's not connected, maybe Reish Lakish only says that lo kamar el be'etzem devar mifrashu v'parish lav mitzvah l'adure. Maybe that's by a bone, where if a bone fell off the mizbeach, you don't put it back on the mizbeach, because a bone doesn't really require haktara. It's only on account of the fact that it's stuck in the aver that it gets burnt at all, because really the bone itself is not a bar miktar. Aval shemen delav bar mifrashu lo. But shemen, which is not something that would be, that if it were separated, you would say it's not chayiv in the burning. The shemen is a critical part of the chametz that's supposed to be burnt. So maybe even Reish Lakish would agree that that is considered connected. It is considered one unit. Or maybe not. Maybe it's taka subject to the same machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish, and this whole lamdus is wrong. So teku. So the Gemara says we don't know. We're not sure if this is really subject to the machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish, or if Rabbi Yochanan would even be mowed over here that it's considered not connected, or if Reish Lakish would be mowed over here that it's considered yes connected. So we're not sure. We're not sure exactly what to do with that. Okay, says the Mishnah. New Mishnah, continuing to talk about situations where karbanos mincha get mixed with each other. Shtei menacha shalom nikmetzu. Let's say you have two karbanos mincha that you never did kemitza on either one of them yet. V'nisar v'zu b'zu. So two like tevel karban minchas, if you can call it that, that the kemitza wasn't done yet, that whatever you had to do wasn't done yet, and then they got mixed in with each other. So im yachal likamotz mizu b'fnei atzma mizu b'fnei atzma k'sheros. If we're able to do kemitza on each one separately, meaning they're in the same kli, but pretty much the right side of the kli is mincha A, and the left side of the kli is mincha B. In the middle, you can't tell what's what. But you know, if you take a kemitza from the right side, you're going to get mincha A. If you take from the left side, you'll get mincha B. So then you could do a kemitza from each one of them, and they're kosher. V'im lav. But if you can't, they just totally mixed in, and there's no way you're going to be able to be kumitz from each one in its own right, so then it's going to be possible. So that's case number one. Case number two. Komet shem nisariv b'mincha shalonik mitzah. What if it's not two milanachos that didn't have a kemitzah yet? You have a kemitzah of one carbon mincha mixed in with another carbon mincha that did not yet have kemitzah. So lo yaktir, you can't burn that kometz, because how are you going to get out exactly that kometz from the rest of the taroves? And mainly you're going to be stuck with the whatever you try to burn, you're going to be burning some of the karba mincha that did not yet have a kemitza from it. So you're not supposed to be maktir it, but v'im hiktir, if you do burn it, then the one that you took the kemitza from does count as a carbon. It's all labailim because you had the kemitza taken from it and you burnt the kemitza. The only problem is you also burnt some extras. Okay, fine. So the other carbon that you also burnt without taking the kemitza obviously is not all labailim shem chava, but the one that you took the kemitza from, that does count. This is a major discussion in the Achronim over here. What's the risk? What's the problem of burning the extras? Meaning there is a halacha that Shiyare mincha are not allowed to be burnt, but shiyare mincha are only the flour and oil that's after the kemitza. Once the kemitza is taken, you have a status of shiyare mincha. So granted, there's no mitzvah saktara on anything other than the kometz. But why not burn the entire tarovus over here, the mincha that's not nikmitza, in order to save the mincha that was nikmitza? The isser of haktara shiyare mincha is not chal until you actually do the kemitza. Over here we're talking about where the kometz gets mixed in with the mincha that never yet had a kemitza. So there's no isser of haktara sa mincha at that stage of the game. That's the kasha the Sfasemis asks. He doesn't understand what's going on. So Sfasemis writes that maybe it could be mechadish the following, that since the kometz is mixed in with another mincha, and in this tarovus now, you have a chelek legavoa, you have something that's supposed to be burnt, namely the kometz. See, even though it's not shaykh to the mincha that it gets mixed in with, nevertheless, that mincha is considered like something that has a chelek that's dino le'ishin, that's supposed to go on the fire, and therefore it would be included in the lav of kol shem mimenu le'ishim harei bebal saktiru. Anything that in that tarovus is mimenu le'ishim, so you're not allowed to burn the whole tarovus. So maybe it takes on a new status on account of the kometz that gets mixed in with it. Now it becomes usur to burn the shirayim. So it's ironic. Had you had the mincha that was not nikmatz. So it's ironic. Had you had the mincha that was not nikmatz alone and you burnt it, you would not be in violation of any isur. But now that the kemitza gets mixed in with the kemitza, which is supposed to get burnt, gets mixed in with this mincha that you didn't yet do a kemitza from, so according to the Sfasemis, now that creates an isser of haktara on this covered mincha that didn't have a kemitza. Turns out to be somewhat ironic. So it says, okay, that's case number two in the Mishnah. Case number three in the Mishnah. Nisarif komtza bishireha. Let's say I take a kemitza from a karban mincha, and then the kemitza gets mixed back in together with the shirayim, or bishira shel chavirta, or it gets mixed in with the shirayim of another karban. Then lo yaktir, you're not allowed to be maktir it. Now that one we understand very well why you're not allowed to be maktir, because shirayim you're not allowed to be maktir. That's different than the last case where the Sfasemis didn't understand where it's the mincha that didn't have shirayim, that didn't have a kemitza taken from it yet. Over here it did have kemitza. It's shirayim, so shirayim not allowed to be maktir. V'im hiktir ol l'bailim. But if you are maktir it, well, you did burn the kemitza, and therefore accounts for the bailim shem chova. It's just that you also did the avera of burning the shirayim, but that doesn't shter the karban. The actual fact that you burnt the kemitza itself will still make it a valid karban. So it doesn't. So it's still olah l'bailim. Now the Gemara is going to get into a long discussion of an isra of bittel as it relates to nevela. By way of introduction, there are three halachos that you need to know about nevela. Halacha number one is, if a person eats a kezayis of meat of an animal that dies, or a chaya that dies, or an oaf that dies, he gets malchus. L'sochlu kol nevela. Any animal that doesn't get shechted properly, so let's say someone is just learning hilchos shechita, so he's practicing on animals and he messes up and he butchers the animal, so that becomes a nevela. Or if you're a hunter and you shoot the animal in the head, that animal is a nevela. You eat a kezayis of that animal, you're chayiv malchus. Number two halach about nevela is, a nevela is one of the avos hatuma. It's an av hatuma. A kezayis of basar of nevela is metame adam and kelim b'maga and klicheres ba'avir, like any av hatuma. So if a person touches a nevela, he is now a rishon l'tuma. if he touches kelim, even while he's touching the nevela, the kelim are tame, are tahar, because kelim that because he's only a vlad tum, a vlad is not tame kelim. But bottom line is, if he touches, there is tumas maga of a nevela. The tumas maga will make the person a rishon l'tuma. Halacha number three is there's another tum of nevela, tumas masa of a nevela. That if a person carries a nevela even without touching it, it's in a bag. He's holding a bag that contains a nevela inside of it. So the person is tame to be metame is begadim as well. It's like a merkav azav. Person carries a nevela, it's metame the clothing that he's wearing at the time that he's carrying the nevela. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Vanoseis nevlasam yichabes begadav. Those begadim are a rishon l'tuma. Those begadim have the status of a rishon l'tuma. Those are the three halachos of nevela. Now says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chista, nevela betela b'shchuta, a nevela can become batel in shchuta meat. Legabe what halacha can it become batel? Rashi right off the bat, im yesh shtei chaticho shchuta v'yachas nevela, if there are two pieces of shechted meat and one of nevela, ve'in yadua ezuhi betela behen, ve'in yadua ezuhi, and you don't know which is which, the nevela becomes batel in the following sense. If you touch one of the pieces of meat, you don't become tamei b'tumas maga. We assume that the piece of meat that you touched was the shchuta, was not the nevela. So it's legabe tumas maga. Notice the Gemara does not say that it becomes batel legabe the isra of achilas nevela, nor does it say that it becomes batel legabe the tuma of masa of a nevela. If you look at Tosus, also nevela b'tel b'shchuta hainu miyotame b'maga aval b'masa mitame, because I'm reading Parag Shlishit b'choros. When it comes to masa, it's still mitame. The Tosos quotes from the Gemara in Bukharos, where the Gemara in Bukharos says this. Gemara in Bukharos says straight out that only the Inyan Tumas Maga is the Nevela Batal and the Shchuta, but in regards to Tumas Masa, it does not become Batal. The Rikorka says that our Gemara is against the Gemara in Bukharos. Our Gemara never makes a chiluk between Maga and Masa, never says that there's a chiluk. So it must be our Gemara disagrees and holds that both the Gabi Tumas Maga and Tumas Masa, the Nevela is Batal and the Shchuta, and it's not Matame B'Masa. Now, why should there be a difference between Maga and Masa? So it's a little bit difficult, because Rashi over here says that why is it that in regards to Tumas Maga, it becomes Batel? Because we assume the one that you touched was a Shchuta, was not a Nevela. So what if you touch all of them? And, if you touch all of them, then according to Rashi, then you should become Tameh. It doesn't really become Batel. And if you carry all of them, same thing. And if you only carry one of them, shouldn't you make the same assumption that maybe the one you carried in regards to Tumas Masa also was maybe a Shchuta, not the Nevela? Very difficult to understand why that should mean that there's any chilik between Maga and Masa, just because when you touch one, you have the right to assume it's a Shachut. So when I carry one, I should also have the right to assume it's a Shachut. That is the Kasha that Tosfos in Maseches Bechoros Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph Dibur Masa on Nevela asks on Rashi, that it doesn't make any sense to assume that there should be any chilik between Maga and Masa on those grounds. Now, in general, you should know, by Bitul Yisurim, there is a major machlokas, Rishonim, whether when a miut becomes batel berov heter, whether the iser turns into heter or the iser remains an iser. It's just that you're allowed to eat it because each chaticha, each piece that you eat, you have the right to assume it is the heter. But enochinami, the original iser, remains the iser. The Rashba says that an iser never becomes heter. And the only reason, if you have two hamburgers that are kosher, one that's not kosher, that you're allowed to eat the hamburger is because you have the right to follow the rov. You have the right to assume the hamburger that you are eating at that given time is a kosher hamburger. And therefore, you cannot pile all three hamburgers on top of each other and eat them all, because then you know for sure you're eating the Isser. That is the sheet of the Rash. But the Rush writes that no, the Isser becomes Heter. And therefore, you want to pile all three hamburgers on top of each other and eat them all? Fine! One of them is Mamish Nevela! I know it's Nevela! Not anymore. Once it gets mixed with the rove of Shchuta, it all becomes mutter. It's nepach lios heter. The difficulty is, the Rush is going to have, is with the Gemara and Bechoros that we mentioned before, that in regards to Tumas Masa, we say the Nevela is not batel b'shchuta, but if an Isser, in terms of Bittel, totally turns into heter, there's a major raya against the Rush. Mikdash, then why should we say in regards to Tumas Masa, it's not Batel? It's Mamish Heter now. It doesn't have a Din Avela. It should be totally Mutter. So the Rush realizes that that's a Raya and rejects the Raya and says that you have to be Mechalik between the Din of Bittel is only in. Is only operative over here, legabe tumas maga. There is no bittel on the status of nevela, legabe tumas masa. They have to split the status of the nevela. Okay, but that's going to take us far afield if we get into that whole discussion. So let's see. Amar Rav Chista again. Nevela betela b'shchuta she'ef shel shchuta she'tas nevela. A nevela becomes bittel in a shchuta because a shchuta can never become nevela, and therefore it's considered min b'she'eno mino. Since shchuta will never become nevela, once it's kosher meat, it can't become nevela, which is interesting. What about Chatichanas Nevela? What if it absorbs Tam of Nevela? So this is assuming Chatichanas Nevela cannot be taken literally, the Shchut, or that Chatichanas Nevela doesn't mean it literally becomes Nevela, it's just that it's inseparable from the Nevela. Okay, maybe we'll discuss that when we get to Chulin. Shchuta Eina Betela B'Nevela, a Shchuta cannot become Batel in a Nevela because that's considered Min B'Mino. She'efshal L'Nevela She'teyasa Shchuta, because a Nevela can always become Shchuta. How can a nevela become shchuta? It's already dead. You can't shecht it now. How does a nevela become kosher? Dilchi misrucha parcha tumasa. Once it becomes not roi la'achila, it no longer is non-kosher. That's the drasha the Gemara says, that what do you do with a nevela? That leger asher b'sharacha titnan, you should give it to a ger. And we darshan, kol nevela she'en roi leger, ein akri nevela. Any nevela, it's not roi for a person to eat. If you have non-kosher food, you have mamish pig, and it becomes inedible, it is now kosher. If that pig falls into your chalent is 100% kosher. You can see the snout and everything. As long as it's inedible, it is mamish kosher. It becomes kosher food. So nevela can become shchuta. So that's why it's considered min b'mino, and min b'mino is not batel. So the major discussion that the Gemara is going to have, the Gemara is going to try to figure out, is what do we look at to determine whether it's min b'mino? Do we look at whether the batel can become like the mevutel? Or the mevutel can become like the batel. Or the mevatel can become like the batel, I should say. Do we look at that which is being mevatel? Whether that can become like that which it is bateling? Or whether that which is becoming batel can become like that which is bateling it, in order to determine what's min b'mino? So Rabbi Chanina Amar kol she'efshar elios kamo in a batel, kol she'efshar elios kamo batel. That's the machlokas between Rav Chista and Rabbi Chanina. Rav Chista says the nevel is batel b'shchuta, but shchuta not Nevela. Rav Chanina says the opposite. So Aliba Deman. So who are we? Who are either of them assuming like? Aliba the Rabbanon. If you're assuming like the Rabbanon, Hamri Olin Hutalam Vati Adad Yav Min B'Mino Batel. Well, the Rabbanon hold Min B'Mino is Batel. The whole premise of that discussion is that there's some status of Min B'Mino over here, and therefore not Batel. Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda. If we're assuming like Rabbi Yehuda, for Rabbi Yehuda Basa Chazusa Azal. Rabbi Yehuda is only interested in whether Dam looks like Dam or doesn't look like Dam. So over here also, you should go basu chazusa, and therefore they should not become batel. So idivi idim min b'minohu, and both of these cases it would be considered min b'mino, and therefore it should not become batel. Ella, so who are they assuming like? Alib de Rabbi Chia. They must be assuming like Rabbi Chia. Tetani Rabbi Chia, meaning when we say they're assuming like Rabbi Chia, we're saying that Rav Chanina and Rav Chista are both explaining the sheet of Rabbi Chia, and they're arguing within Rabbi Chia. Rav Chista holds that a nevela b'shchuta, a Rabbi Chia would hold his bottle, but not a shchuta nevela, and Rabbi Chanina would say the opposite. So they're arguing within Rabbi Chia. Tetani Rabbi Chia, nevela b'shchuta b'tela zubzu. Nevela and shchuta can become bottle in each other. Rabbi Chia, but who's Rabbi Chia assuming like? If he's assuming like the Rabbanan, but wait a second, Min B'Mino can become Batal according to the Rabbanan. And Rabbi Chia's assumption is that once two things are considered Min B'Mino, they cannot become Batal. And if you're assuming like Rabbi Yehuda, any Min B'Mino is not Batel. It doesn't matter, Batel, Mavutel, which side, any Min B'Mino is not Batel. So says Umar the Yolam Alib to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Chia is going within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. And the way he understands it is, V'chi kamer Rabbi Yehuda Min B'Mino la Batel. When does Rabbi Yehuda say Min B'Mino cannot become Batel? Hani Mili, Hecha de Efshalei L'mehavi Kavasei. That's only if it can become like it. Aval Hecha de Efshalei L'mehavi Kavasei, Batel. But if it can never become like it, then even Min B'Mino will be Batel. So if you have Nevela and Shchuta, of, they're both meat, they're both prime rib steaks. One's Nevela, one's Shchuta. So they're Min B'Mino. But one can never become like the other, namely, the Shechuta can never become like the Nevela, so then it's going to be batal, even though it's min then it's going to become batal, even though it's min b'mino. Ubaka mithgi, and this is the machlokas amorayim about what Rabbi Chiya means. So Rav Chisda savar basar mevatel azlinan. Rav Chisda says we follow the mevatel. Rav Chanina savar basar batel azlinan. That we're interested in the batel in terms of determining what can not become like what? Is it that the mevatel can never become like the batel, or that the batel can never become like the mevatel? So the Gemara is going to have four kashas and try to answer all of them. Number one, Tanan. Shtei menachos shelo nikmasu v'nisar v'zu b'zu. Let's see, you have two karbanos, our Mishnah. This is why we quoted this whole thing. You have our Mishnah, two karbanos mincha that never had a kmitza taken yet, and they were mixed in with each other. Im yachal nikmasu v'zu b'fnei asu v'zu b'fnei asu m'ksheira. So if you could do kmitza from each of them separately, then it's going to be kosher. V'mlav psulos, otherwise it's pasul. But wait a second, if you do kmitza from each of them separately, you're doing kmitza on one before the other, obviously. So they're both mixed in the kli. You take kmitza from the right side of the kli. Now, before you have a chance to take kmitza from the left side of the kli, what's the status? Freeze the picture right there. What happens? Vacha, keeping the kamitz le'michada. Once you take kmitza from the right side of the kli, idach havale shirayim. The rest of the right side of the kli is shirayim now for kamitz mincha. Now apparently the Shirayim are not Mevatel, the left side of the Kli, which is Tevel, right? The left side of the Kli never had a Kemitza taken from it yet. So money. So who are we going like? The Rabbanon would say min b'mino is batel. El pshita Rabbi Yehuda. We must be assuming like Rabbi Yehuda. So bishlam l'manyam basa batel as linan. I understand very well if you're going to be going basa the batel, because batel, the batel over here is the tevel that's on the left side of the kli. Batel havi kemevatel. The tevel can be like the shirayim dilchi kametz meidach havelu shirayim kiani. Because as soon as you take the kmitz from the tevel, it will be shirayim like the shirayim on the other side of the clay. But if you say that we follow the mevatel shirayim mikahavu tivla, can the shirayim ever become tevel? So the shirayim that's already shirayim can't become tevel. Name of the look Rabbi Chiya. So we see that this is against Rabbi Chiya. So says Gemara, no, not a problem. Hasam kit Rabbi Zeira. Over there, we're assuming in our mission like Rabbi Zeira. Dam Rabbi Zeira. Nemra aktar b'kometz, nemra aktar b'shirayim. It says burning by both kometz and shirayim. Ma aktar amur b'kometz, ina kometz mevatel es chavero. Af aktar amur b'shirayim, in shirayim mevatel es hakometz. Shirayim don't have the ability to be mevatel the kometz. Special din dafka by the karban mincha. Not you can't bring a raya of batel mevatel from there. Raya number two. Tashma hakometz. Another case in our Mishnah. The Kemitza gets mixed in with the Mincha they never had. Kemitza layaktir vim hikter zush nikmitza also labayim. You're not supposed to be maktir it. If you do, it still counts. Vizush lo nikmitza lo also labayim. And the one that never had Kemitza obviously doesn't work. Veloka mevatel etivlo the komets. But again, we're assuming the Tevel is not being mevatel the komets. Money. I Rabbanon hamri olin hudalam mevati atadiyah min b'mino batel. According to Rabbanon, it's a non-starter because min b'mino should still be batel. El pshita Rabbi Yehuda. The fact that there's no bitel must be assuming like Rabbi Yehuda. Well, bishlam mandiyam basa mevatel as linan. If you're following the mevatel, that makes sense. Mevatel have a kabatel. The tevel can become like the komets. Not all of it, but the kalporta chazi the mikmatz minei. Any single bit of the tevel might one day become the kemitza. Vavle min b'mino labatel. Therefore, it's min b'mino, it's not batel. El mandiyam basa batel as linan. But if you assume you follow the batel, komets mika avi tivla, does the komets ever become tevel? Lema del Rabbi Chiya. So again, that's a raya against Rabbi Chiya. So says Gemara again, Hanami kit Rabbi Zeira. Now we're assuming like Rabbi Zeira. Kasha number three. Tashman, Sariv kumtza b'shirayim shel chaverta. The kometz gets mixed in with the shirayim. Lo yaktir v'im hikter al salabaylim. You're not allowed to be makterid. If you are makterid, it counts. V'hach d'lavi mevatel kabatel v'lo kemevatel yishirayim l'kometz. The mevatel is not like the batel, and nevertheless the mevatel is not, it's not, the shirayim is not mevatel the kometz. So money, I Rabbanon. So again, go through the whole conversation. We can't be assuming like the Rabbanon because according to the Rabbanon, min b'mino is batel. We must be assuming like Rabbi Yehuda, and again, it's a kasha on Rabbi Chiya. Says Gemara, Am Rabbi Zeira, Nemra aktar b'kometz, Nemra aktar b'shirayim, aktar amur b'kometz, ain kometz batel, chaver af aktar amur b'shirayim, ain shirayim batel nes kometz. That was the original context of Rabbi Zeira's statement. So Rabbi Zeira solves any question we're going to ask from Karban Mincha. We have a solution to Rabbi Zeira. So the Gemara has one final try of a kasha, not from Karban Mincha, from Hilchos Pesach, Hilchos Matzah. Tashma, tivla beketzach bishumshamin ubekol mine tavlin. If you spice up your matzah with ketzach, shumshamin, any type of spicing, matzah el shnikris matzah mitavelis. It's matzah. It's just called spiced matzah. Kasalkadai tuchta afish latavlin tvei matzah. The assumption is there's more spicing than there is matzah. So bishal manyam basar batel azlinan. I'm saying if you can go basar the batel, batel avikem avatel, the matzah could one day become like the spices. Dilchima afsha havela ketavlin. Because once the matzah sours a little bit, it will be spicy. It will be like the tavlin. But if you say that we follow the mevatel, tavlin mikav matzah, will the tavlin ever become like the matzah? No, we got the case wrong. The case was not that there was more tavlin than matzah. The case is there's more matzah than tavlin. Dekanami, and the right to that is dekatani matzahi el shenikres matzah mituvelas. It says it's still matzah, it's just called spiced matzah, which implies that the matzah is the rov, shmamina, therefore we do not have a raya against anybody.